Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Many families know they should talk about aging, but they still avoid it. They change the subject, make jokes, deny concerns, or tell themselves there will be more time later. Then, later becomes a crisis. In this video, I want to name three common mistakes: avoidance, denial, and waiting too long. First, avoidance. Families avoid these conversations because they feel emotional. Parents may fear losing independence, adult children may fear sounding disrespectful, siblings may fear conflict, but avoiding the conversation does not remove the need. It only delays it until the pressure is worse. Second, denial. If you are the parent, denial may sound like, "I'm fine, nothing needs to change." Sometimes that confidence is real. Sometimes it is fear hiding behind strong words. If you are the adult child, denial may sound like, "Mom is doing okay enough," even when warning signs are growing. Denial feels easier in the moment, but it often creates more pain later. Third, waiting too long. When families only talk after something frightening happens, people often feel cornered. One person becomes forceful, another shuts down, another starts keeping score. Then the issue is no longer just aging. It becomes a struggle over fear, guilt, control, and mistrust. Another mistake is talking to a parent like a child. Aging does not erase personhood. Honor still matters. Tone still matters. Even when help is needed, dignity must stay intact. If you are the parent, openness is strength. If you are the adult child, humility is strength. If you are taking this course together, remember that the goal is not to win. The goal is to prepare with love and truth. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal, medical, or financial advice. The goal is not to tell families exactly what instruments to choose or what steps to force. The goal is to help families think early, reduce confusion, and seek appropriate help when needed. What not to do? Do not keep saying, "We'll deal with that later." Do not shame a parent for aging, forgetting, or slowing down. Do not force major conversations in the middle of an argument or emergency. Do not let fear become the loudest voice in the room. Do not use guilt, pressure, or panic to push decisions. What helps instead? Start small. Start sooner. Ask gentle questions. Return to the conversation over time. Build a pattern of trust before hard decisions arrive. That is how families move from avoidance to preparation, from denial to honesty, and from fear to peace.